Hi, I'm Jackie Roble with the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. During the next 30 minutes, I will be sharing nutrition information from the Nutrition Action Health Letter. Nutrition Action Health Letter is the flagship publication of the Center for Science and the Public Interest. Published 10 times a year, Nutrition Action provides honest, unbiased science-based advice on nutrition and health. It's the world's largest circulation nutrition newsletter, bringing the latest nutrition news and advice to more than 500,000 readers. Nutrition Action is totally free of advertising, so they're free to blow the whistle on products that aren't what they pretend to be and to applaud the good ones. Please use this information presented in this broadcast in consultation with your personal physician. The following articles are from the December edition of the Nutrition Action Health Letter. Quick Studies, a snapshot of the latest research on diet, exercise, and more. Protect your heart. Confused about conflicting advice on what foods can cut your risk of having a heart attack or stroke? Here's a snapshot of the diet advice in the 2019 guidelines from the American Heart Association and American College of Cardiology. Eat a diet rich in vegetables, fruits, nuts, beans, whole grains, and fish. Replace saturated fat with monounsaturated and polyunsaturated fats. Minimize refined carbs, white flour, added sugars, sweetened beverages, and processed meats like bacon, hot dogs, lunch meats, and sausage. Reduce sodium and high cholesterol foods like egg yolks. What to do? See all of the above just read and aim for at least 150 minutes a week of moderate intensity or 75 minutes of vigorous exercise. Tobacco? Forget about it. Exercise and menstrual pain. Exercise may curb menstrual pain, say researchers who examined 10 studies on 754 women. Women assigned to exercise for 45 to 60 minutes at least three times a week all month, but not while menstruating in some studies, reported less pain than women in non-exercise groups. Intensity varied from low, like yoga, to high, like aerobics. What to do? Better studies are needed, but there are plenty of other good reasons to exercise. Cup O plastic? Some snazzy teas come in plastic rather than paper tea bags. Skip them. When Canadian researchers steeped empty plastic tea bags in water heated to almost boiling for 5 minutes, each cup of the water ended up with an estimated 11.6 billion microplastic and 31.1 billion nanoplastic particles. Yikes. Most of the particles were nylon and polyethylene terephthalate. When the scientists concentrated the tea bag and allowed Daphnia magna, a tiny transparent crustacean used to gauge the harm of toxic chemicals, to swim in it for 48 hours, the crustaceans developed anatomical abnormalities and unusual swimming behavior. What to do? Why buy plastic when you can use ordinary paper tea bags or a reusable metal infuser for loose leaf tea? Though no studies on plastic tea bags have been done in humans, the plastic could potentially raise the risk of cancer or other harms, say the authors. Peppermint oil and irritable bowel syndrome. A handful of small studies have suggested that enteric-coated peppermint oil may lessen abdominal pain in people with irritable bowel syndrome or IBS. Now the results of a larger trial are in. Dutch scientists, some with ties to a peppermint oil company, randomly assigned 189 people with IBS to take 182 milligrams a day of enteric-coated peppermint oil or a placebo. Peppermint oil that isn't enteric-coated can cause acid reflux. After 8 weeks, preset targets for declines in abdominal pain and overall symptoms were no different. There was a hint that the peppermint oil might curb pain slightly, but a new study would have to confirm that finding. What to do? Don't expect peppermint oil to have a substantial impact on the symptoms of IBS. Germ Warfare: What Help? What's a Waste of Money? By Caitlin Dow. There's still no cure for the common cold or flu, says Bruce Barrett, professor of family medicine and community health at the University of Wisconsin. Here's what will or won't curb your risk or your symptoms. Zinc. The data on zinc is better than any other supplement, says the University of Wisconsin's Bruce Barrett. But not just any zinc. Zinc lozenges release zinc slowly, which may prevent viruses from replicating or binding to cells in the throat and nose. In a handful of small trials, colds were 1 to 3 days shorter in adults who sucked on zinc rather than placebo lozenges every few hours throughout their colds. Those trials, most were funded by or had lozenges provided by zinc supplement makers, had people take at least 75 milligrams a day of zinc acetate or zinc gluconate at the first sign of a cold. Zinc lozenges that contain citric acid, mannitol, sorbitol, or tartaric acid don't seem to work. In a larger company-funded trial, co-authored by a company employee, on the other hand, neither zinc gluconate nor acetate cut colds short. It's not clear why. Zinc may work for some people, notes Barrett, but the effect is probably modest, and the lozenges may cause nausea or a lingering bad taste. Ugh. Vitamin C. Vitamin C is king of the cold supplements. Does it work? In 7 trials that tested vitamin C's ability to treat a cold, taking roughly 3,000 milligrams at the first sniffle didn't make the cold shorter or less severe. And in 24 trials on a total nearly 11,000 people, those who took 200 to 2,000 milligrams a day for an average of 3 months were no less likely to catch a cold than placebo takers. In those same studies, colds were 8% shorter in the adult C takers, about half a day for a week-long cold. Hardly worth it. But in 5 trials of roughly 600 people doing intense physical activity like an ultramarathon, 200 to 50 to 1,000 milligrams a day of vitamin C for 2 to 8 weeks cut the risk of catching a cold in half. Elderberry. In 2 small, poor quality studies, flu-like symptoms resolved faster in people taking elderberry than a placebo. One of the studies was funded by a supplement maker. The other didn't reveal its funding. Can elderberry prevent illness? In a company-funded trial, 312 adults took 600 milligrams a day for 9 days, leading up to airline travel, and 900 milligrams a day for 6 to 7 days during and after travel were no less likely to catch a cold than placebo takers. Probiotics. The data on probiotics is skimpy and company-funded, so the research needs to be replicated. Emergency Probiotics Plus. It's the delicious way to fortify your immune system at your core by adding good bacteria into your gut microbiome, claims the supplement's website. Only one good study in adults has been done on the probiotic strains, Lactobacillus rhamnosus, GG, and Biofidobacterium lactis, BB12. In 198 college students, those who took 1 billion colony-forming units, or CFU, a day for 12 weeks had no fewer colds than placebo takers, but their colds were 2 days shorter and less severe. Metagenics Ultraflora Immune Booster. Results varied in 2 12-week trials that studied metagenic strains. At a dose of 1 billion CFU a day, in 272 adults, 67% of placebo takers versus 55% of probiotics takers got at least one cold, but the length and severity of colds was the same in both groups. In another study in 310 adults, probiotics takers had no fewer colds, though their colds were less severe and 1 day shorter. DanActive and Yakult. According to 6 trials that lasted 3 weeks to 6 months, the dairy drinks are unlikely to prevent colds or flus, but they may shorten both about a day. And the ones that you should not bother with, colloidal silver. It's a solution of tiny silver particles in water. In 1999, the Food and Drug Administration banned over-the-counter drugs with colloidal silver since there was no evidence that it's safe and effective. Silver can build up in the body, sometimes causing a permanent graying of the skin known as Blue Man Syndrome. Yet you can still find colloidal silver in OTC supplements like Sovereign Silver. Immune support, promises the label. Silver is sometimes used topically to treat burns or wounds. What's the evidence that swallowing it prevents or treats infections? Zilch. Acylococcinum. Like other homeopathic treatments, it's diluted so much that it's unlikely to contain any of its, quote, active ingredient, duck liver or heart. In two low-quality studies, one co-authored by an employee of Acylococcinum's manufacturer, roughly 800 people were randomly assigned to take Acylococcinum or a placebo within the first day of having flu-like symptoms. After 2 days, symptoms were gone in 17 to 19% of Acylococcinum takers and 10 to 15% of placebo takers. You have to wonder, did those folks even have the flu? And finally, mushrooms. Harness the power of ancient wisdom by creating an immune blend of 6 diverse mushrooms to support your immune system, says Nature's Way Immune Blend. In one industry-funded study, eating mushrooms daily for a week increased the secretion of an immune system protein compared with a control group. What about colds or flu? No one has looked. And now a recipe from the healthy cook, Kate Sherwood. Sweet greens. Want to wake up your taste buds? Add sweet tart fruit to a savory salad. This one is inspired by the classic Waldorf. Waldorf salad redux. 2 tablespoons mayonnaise. 2 tablespoons low-fat sour cream. 1 tablespoon white balsamic or white wine vinegar. 1/4 teaspoon kosher salt. 2 tablespoons minced fresh chives, optional. 1 large apple, cored, cut into wedges and sliced. 2 cups sliced raw cauliflower. 2 cups finely shredded kale leaves. 1/4 cup chopped toasted pecans. 1/4 cup pomegranate seeds. In a large bowl, whisk together the mayonnaise, sour cream, vinegar, salt, and chives if using. Toss with 1/2 the apple slices and all the cauliflower and kale. Sprinkle with the pecans, pomegranate seeds, and remaining apple slices. Serves 4. Quick tip. Toasting nuts in the oven makes them even more flavorful. Toast at 325 for 8 to 15 minutes. Just keep a close eye on them. Nuts can go from untoasted to burnt in what seems like seconds. Cereal Savvy. How to Decode Labels by Lindsay Moyer. Then, cornflakes or raisin bran, grape nuts or shredded wheat. Now, probiotic or protein, keto or grain-free. Thanks to the low-carb craze and other wellness trends, the cereal aisle is morphing. But some things never seem to change. It still takes an avid label reader and maybe a magnifying glass to find an honest-to-goodness whole-grain cereal and sidestep most of the added sugar. Lucky for you, that's all in this guide. 1. Get whole grains. See 100% whole grain on the label? You can skip to number 2. What about confusing claims like 10 grams whole grain or first ingredient whole grain? There are no guarantee. In that case, check the ingredients list. Is wheat flour listed as whole or whole grain? If not, assume it's refined. Ditto for corn, cornmeal, or corn flour. Degerminated corn is also refined. Is rice or rice flour whole or brown? If not, assume it's refined. Oats, sprouted grains, and ancient grains like quinoa, millet, and sorghum are typically whole grains, even if they don't say so. Bran is the fiber-rich outer layer that's stripped off when grains are refined, so we count it as a whole. 2. Check the serving size. Cereal servings can be as little as 1/4 cup or as much as 1.5 cups. Why the wide range? The serving size is the fraction of a cup that comes closest to 30 grams for light, less dense, cereals, or 55 grams for heavy or denser cereals. If your cereal has the new nutrition facts label, it's the one with calories in big print and a line for added sugars. The serving is the fraction of a cup that comes closest to 40 or 60 grams. Warning, some granolas like Effie, Purely Elizabeth, and Bags of Nature's Path use the serving size for snacks, 30 grams, instead of the one for heavy cereals. Sneaky. But what matters is how much ends up in your bowl. More than a serving? Multiply. 3. Slash sugar. Until 2020, Nutrition Facts labels don't have to list added sugars separately from total sugars, which include the naturally occurring sugars in fruit and milk. Most cereals have little or no fruit, so just about all of their total sugar is added. Two notable exceptions, Raisin Bran and Mucilage. We waive the total sugar limit for Best Bites if fruit came before an added sugar in the ingredients list. In search of a Best Bite with zero added sugar, two good bets, plain shredded wheat, and Bob's Red Mill Old Country Style Mucilage. 4. Focus on unprocessed fiber. Our Best Bites have no fiber minimum because Nutrition Facts labels don't say how much is intact, unprocessed fiber, and how much is processed from added inulin, chicory root, soluble corn fiber, or other sources. Processed fibers may not work as well as the real thing. Whole grain wheat, oats, and their bran have the most unprocessed fiber. Brown rice and whole grain corn have less. 5. Be skeptical. Does a healthy cereal need fewer carbs or added protein, probiotics, or vitamins? Read on. No keto magic. The ketogenic diet, a very low-carb diet with just 20 to 50 grams of carbs a day, was the most Googled diet of 2018. Now the craze has hit cereal. Magic Spoon reimagines the same sweet deliciousness of your favorite classic cereal with premium ingredients, complete proteins, and no cane sugar, gluten, or grains, says the box, putting the real in cereal. What does Magic Spoon use instead of grains and sugar? Processed protein and fiber. Milk and whey protein isolate, tapioca flour, and processed chicory root fiber stand in for grain. How real is that? Low-calorie sweeteners. There's no acylfulmine, potassium, sucralose, or aspartame, all of which we rate as avoid. Magic Spoon's monk fruit extract hasn't been well-tested in animals, but the fruit has been eaten in China for centuries. This cereal also gets its intense sweetness from safe stevia extract and allulose. Allulose is a naturally occurring sugar that's poorly absorbed in the gut, so companies don't have to list it as sugar on the Nutrition Facts label. The downside? Too much allulose may lead to nausea, diarrhea, or other GI side effects. Coconut oil. Each 3/4 cup serving has enough coconut oil to add 5 grams of saturated fat, a quarter of a day's limit. We capped it at 2 grams as a Best Bite. As for its promised magic taste, none of our testers were spellbound. And anyway, low-carb diets are no magic weight loss bullet. Why not stick with a scrumptious whole grain cereal that's low in sugar instead? If you want more protein, try Kashi Go Original, which has as much protein as a serving of Magic Spoon, 12 grams. Or serve any cereal with Greek yogurt for a protein-rich parfait. Go grainless? We may not have literally foraged for it, but it's paleo-friendly, says Bare Naked about its cinnamon roll grain-free granola. Just don't confuse grain-free or paleo-friendly with low-carb. The granola's second ingredient is honey. A half cup has enough to supply 11 grams, a little over 20% of a day's limit of added sugar. The rest is mostly coconut, plus healthy nuts, seeds, and sunflower oil. Granola's Achilles heel, grainless or not, is added sugar. Most regular Bare Naked granolas, for example, have 10 to 12 grams in just half a cup. Some better butts? Bare Naked Fit. Yummy, crunchy, toasted coconut almond, vanilla almond, and triple berry slash the added sugars to just 5 or 6 grams. That's about as low as it gets. And Kind Clusters. Half of Kind's 8 varieties are low enough in total sugars, 5 to 8 grams, for a Best Bite. Try the cinnamon oat, dark chocolate, raspberry, or vanilla blueberry. Pick a probiotic. Healthy gut, or may help support healthy digestion, say cereals with shelf-stable probiotics. Do those bacteria improve everyday GI complaints like constipation or bloating? The evidence, largely funded by probiotic manufacturers, is far from solid, and any benefits are modest. For example, Bifidobacterium lactis, BB12. Among 1,248 adults who reported just 2 to 4 bowel movements a week, those who took the amount of B-lactis BB12 in a serving of Good Belly Probiotics Peanut Butter Crunch daily for 4 weeks had no more bowel movements than placebo takers. Bacillus coagulans, GBI30-6086. In a study of 61 adults, those who took 2 billion CFU a day for 4 weeks reported slightly less abdominal pain, but no less gas, bloating, or distension than placebo takers. Neither Effie's nor Purely Elizabeth's labels say how much of the bacteria they add to their probiotic granolas. Bifidobacterium lactis HN019. Among 228 adults with constipation, a daily dose equal to a serving of Kellogg's Happy Inside, 1 billion CFU, for 4 weeks was no better than a placebo for speeding up the movement of food through the colon. Kellogg's also adds B-lactis H9019 to its Special K probiotics berries and peaches, but only 65 million CFU per serving, Kellogg told us. That's not much. The whole truth. 100% whole grain is simple, but most of the other claims on cereals aren't. First ingredient whole grain. Cereal companies love claims like these because they can mean a little or a lot. Blueberry Chex, for example, boasts that whole grain is the first ingredient because it has more whole grain rice than anything else. But its second ingredient is refined rice. Blueberry Cheerios, also made by General Mills, says first ingredient whole grain oats. Turns out both of its grains, oats and oat bran, are whole. Grams, whole grain. Kellogg's Smart Start has 25 grams of whole grain in a 64-gram serving from its whole grain, wheat, and oats. But how many grams of refined grain come from its white rice, the first ingredient? Who knows? Multigrain. It only means more than one grain, so don't expect much. But companies must know it sounds good. Why else would Smart Start call its flakes multigrain? The first ingredient, rice, isn't whole grain. Multivitamin K? Every flake bursts with the essential nutrients you need to make you feel strong from the inside, says Kellogg's Special K Chocolatey Delight. No Special K cereals got a best bite because they all have too little whole grain and most are too sugary. But Special K dresses them up with added vitamins and minerals. For example, vitamins A, C, and E. Antioxidants women need, says the box. Fact, most studies that gave people those vitamin supplements to prevent cancer or heart disease came up empty. B vitamins. They're essential nutrients to convert food into fuel, says Special K, which adds 20% of a day's thiamine, riboflavin, niacin, B6, and B12. Fact, most people already get plenty, and more isn't better. The folic acid, 50% worth a day, is a plus for women who may become pregnant, and some people fall short on iron, a serving has 60% of a day's worth, or vitamin D, 10%. But if you need those or other nutrients, most non-gummy multivitamin and mineral supplements are more complete. The right stuff. Satsuma season. Clementines. Caracara oranges. Ruby red grapefruit, blood oranges, Meyer lemons. A nonstop parade of in-season citrus is on call to brighten your winter doldrums, but Satsumas are standouts. Don't judge the irresistible mandarin by its bumpy, loose skin. For starters, Satsumas are a snap to peel, and the insides are either seedless or close to it. And talk about juicy. While these little gems are the perfect size for snacking, they're also a sweet, tart way to pep up salads, dressings, and whole grain pilafs. Try a Satsuma, or any orange, in a salad of butter, lettuce, avocado, and fresh herbs. Bonus, Satsumas often come with their vibrant green leaves attached, so they can dress up your kitchen countertop or fruit bowl before you gobble them down. Satsumas are pricier than most citrus, so they're unlikely to replace your everyday clementine or navel or grapefruit. But that makes the prize fruit a fitting holiday gift. When most households are overflowing with cake, cookies, and candy, who wouldn't want to unwrap a box of these beauties? Like any citrus, they're a sure bet for vitamin C, fiber, for only 50 or so calories apiece. Just don't delay. Satsuma season is sweet but short. Go get them before they disappear early this new year. Food porn. Stuff it. Now available on Pizza Hut menus nationwide, the limited-time stuffed Cheez-It pizza features four baked jumbo squares topped with that distinctly sharp real cheese taste you know and love from Cheez-It baked toasty perfection, gushed Pizza Hut's September press release. Each crispy square is stuffed in true Pizza Hut style with either cheese or pepperoni and cheese, served up with a side of marinara dipping sauce to create the ultimate craveable mashup that America's been waiting for. You bet we've been waiting. For all 800 calories, 28 grams of saturated fat, and 1,530 milligrams of sodium in a four-cheese piece pizza. One bite of cheese, white flour, palm oil, butter, modified cornstarch, salt, enzyme-modified cheese, disodium phosphate, and other goodies, and you'll know it was worth the wait. A single order is like eating 75 Cheez-It crackers dipped in a quarter cup of lard with three packets of salt sprinkled on top. Talk about toasty perfection. This collab is the perfect way to kick off football season, combining America's go-to game day cravings into one next-level snack, said Marianne Radley, the chain's chief brand officer. TV cravings, snacks, more cravings. It's a perfect game plan, at least for Pizza Hut. Dish of the month. Mushroom wild rice blend. Saute 1 cup diced onion and 1/2 cup sliced celery in 1 tablespoon olive oil. Remove from skillet. Saute 1/2 pound sliced mushrooms in 1 tablespoon olive oil. Stir in onions and celery, 1 tablespoon soy sauce, and 2 cups cooked wild rice blend. That's all the time we have for Nutrition News. Until next time, I'm Jackie Roble for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. This program is readily available as a podcast after the initial broadcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call 919-832-5138. That's 919-832-5138. Thanks for listening. Here's to your health. Happy New Year.